Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show with my awesome co-host, Professor Terry Benjamin. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Wow, I see this awesome, awesome topic that you're going to be talking about today. Who are you really? You know, I tell you, you are on fire. You know, somebody said once, I don't know if it was you or somebody, they said when you catch a moving, somebody on fire and, you know, moving, hold on to them. And I'm sure I didn't quote it quite right.
Uh-huh.
But I think the audience gets the drift. So.
Yeah, I think what I like to say is when you go through hell, you come out on fire.
There you are. You are listening. Well, you know what?
Yeah,
we just want to welcome our listeners this morning. Welcome to the show. If it's your first time tuning in, we're so glad that you had the opportunity to do it. We want to motivate you, empower you, encourage you, inspire you to do absolutely everything in your power to live out your fullest potential. And that's what the show is about, helping you find that power, find the connections, make the connections. Do what it takes. You can come here and get instruction, and you will be set. Also want to welcome those in the chat room, and also a special good morning to all of those who will dial back in and listen to the archives. You know, when I was on Harvest Radio, I used to say my little tagline was, the hottest Christian talk show in radio. And I left Harvest Radio in 2008. But you know what? I think I'm going to have to adopt that slogan again. The hottest coaching talk show. As a matter of fact, when I was doing the show, Bob, one of the persons working the controls, he used to tell me, LaLisa, I don't know why you say the hottest Christian talk show. You're the hottest talk show in radio. So he tried to convince me then, but, you know, it's hard to sometimes see yourself as being great.
Of course.
But, you know, it's very sad that we don't, because then why did all those people write all those motivational books like From Good to Great and Live Your Best Life Now? You see, if the motivational... go ahead.
That's the point. You know, that's the point. I mean, we got to stop being so modest, you know?
You know, you would think, right? Hello? As a man thinketh, so is he.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that. So if we don't think we're great, oh, my God. And so it's not about being conceited. It's not about being prideful.
Mm-hmm.
God said, I made you in my image.
Oh, yes, please.
You are the expressed image of God, and he is great.
Mm-hmm.
So there is greatness in us, and we got to walk it out. So I think this is so interesting in your title here today. Who are you really?
That's a good point, because I think a lot of times we don't know who we are.
If you don't know
who you are, you don't know where you're going.
Hello, and I was at the college yesterday. I was down in Essex County yesterday. Normally, I don't go down until Wednesday nights to teach my class, but I went down yesterday. I had some business to take care of, so I go down there during the day, and whenever I'm there during the day, it's my habit to swing by and at least try to connect with a few of my old, you know, full-time colleagues.
Of course.
What do? I pop over into the social science department on the heels of the great Professor Terry Benjamin, who had been the speaker, the keynote guest, wonderful speaker, at their annual social work day, which attracts close to 300 people, I'm sure, by now.
Oh, yeah, at least that.
If not more. Standing room only in that place, and I know this is your second time speaking there in the past 2 years, and so if I go down to social science and they hit me with, you know, your awesome, awesome presentation. She showed me your poster, and she showed me your Sexy at 60 program that you're doing for her.
Yes.
So we have to definitely talk later, because there's some other stuff I got to tell you that happened in that room. It was like a miracle. I walked in at the right time with Professor Saeed, with Professor MacDonald Carter, and another woman, Odige, also working in the social science department. So it was really, so we definitely have to talk later about that. It's very important. But yeah, so your name is going out throughout the entire college and universe. So I just want people to know who you have online here. Don't just dial in because you didn't have anything better to do at 7 a.m. on a on a Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning, right.
But dial in because you have the professor, the Mr. Terry Benjamin. He is likened to having him on here is like having the authors of, you know, Chicken Soup for the Soul, or like having, you know, Zig Ziglar and John Rowan all rode into one. So, Terry, I pray, you know, God's strength for you and this awesome, awesome work that you're doing. 60, Sexy at 60. And the one lady there, she says, oh, I'll be 60 this year. She says, oh, I got to call him. I'm just now getting my sexy back, you know.
Yeah.
And she looked great. I was shocked. I was shocked to find out that she would be 60 this year. And so this is bringing out the best of people. But this topic you have, I'm going to let you take it away, and I'll be standing by in case you have any comments. But we definitely want to welcome our guests. I hope you had a few seconds to go and get someone. Tell them to dial into the show. Text them the number, 347-945-7991, or send them the website that they can log in and they can listen. You can listen via your iPod, your iPad, and other ways to listen to this broadcast, because It's going to be awesome. You want to take good notes. All right, Terry, take it away.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much. Good morning to you, and good morning to the listeners. You know, it's so funny when your name is out there in the public view. A lot of people think, oh, wow, you know, that's so great. That person is really making strides, and that person getting recognition. And, you know, the funny thing about that whole thing, and especially for me, is that all it does is make me more humble, because all it does is just tell me that, you know, I'm in the right place, but you know what? I don't see myself as a star. I see myself as a servant. I give my praises to the Most High, and all I can do is try to move in the direction that He has pointed me into. I know this whole thing, 60 and 60, that whole idea came into my spirit about 5 years ago. And ever since then, I've been sort of working this particular thing before I was 60. But my whole thing is, again, I want to tell people, you have to be proactive, not active after the fact. I mean, let's not be the Monday morning quarterback where we actually have seen the game and now we have so much to say about it. Let's talk about it before it happens. And I want to start with a quotation from Albert Einstein. And he says, imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. And I think what he's saying about that is that we can use our imaginations really to build a better life for ourselves. I mean, it's all about to imagine what you imagine for yourself and what you see yourself as doing and being. It's so funny now, people have approached me and say, you know, like, I want to be in that book. Now, realizing that you have to be 60, and some of them say, I can't wait to be, I become 60, which is so funny because the old wisdom is that when you become 60, as a matter of fact, you're almost done. For many people, they're getting ready for their retirement, they're getting ready to wind down. I'm saying that basically what has come into my spirit that life truly begins at 60 if you do the right things along the way. You can't wait till the last minute to be 60 at 60. You have to start before you're 60, so when you become 60, you can really enjoy yourself. And I've met many people like myself who are really even more determined than ever before. And the whole question of identity becomes so much more important now because we have to understand that people are living longer. Marianne Williamson said that what's happening now is people are living longer, but that longevity is not at the end of life, but it's in the middle of life. So for many of us, we're in the middle of life, and that's expanding. So we become 60, 70, and et cetera. And that's why we're talking about as sexy as 60 now. But I'm also working on a book entitled Awesome at 70, Phenomenal as at 80, and just out of sight at 90, and just goes on from there. But the thing is that we have to think about this before it happens. I remember when I was much, much younger, just go to parties and people want to try to get to know you. They want to try to know you as quickly as they possibly can. They would ask you, what is your sign? And I was supposed to tell that person what kind of person you were. If you're a Leo, you're a certain person. If you're a Pisces, you're a certain person, and that kind of thing. And I understand that's like shorthand in terms of getting to know somebody, but I think even more important than that is to know yourself. I knew at 9 years old that I wanted to be a writer because I knew that it helped me guide my life. And there's certain things I wouldn't do. I wouldn't get involved in drugs. I wouldn't get involved in drinking because I didn't want anything to derail my progress. I wanted to make sure that I reached my goal. And it's so funny as you go through this self-help, what I call study, you find many authors and many books along the way. I'm at the point now, I've always been an avid reader, but now I'm finding myself reading 4 or 5 books a week, and sometimes reading 2 or 3 books at the same time. I have a book down in my family room, I have a book in the bedroom, I have a book in my office, and where I'm at is where I'm reading. Also, now I have some books on Kindle, so when I'm doing my traveling back and forth on buses and trains, I'm using my Kindle. But what I want to focus on today, and very briefly, because we can expand on this, but I just want to focus on today the DISC personality profile. And this is what I got from reading Dave Ramsey. He is the director and coordinator of a program he calls Financial Peace, the Financial Peace University. Just showing people how to become debt free and live a life that is stress free because you're not worried about the bills that you can't pay or the credit cards that you really don't need in the first place. And that's a whole other discussion. But he, in his book, especially in the Financial Peace University workbook. He has this page on the DISC personality profile. And what I like to do, like, I just want to throw this out there, Lisa, and as we, you know, go through it, I want you to tell me, after I go through the four personality types, where you think you fit in. And the first one is D, and D is for dominant. And basically, he says that 10% of people are drivers or dominant people. And these are some of the characteristics of those kind of people. If you are a dominant person, you take charge. You like power. You're bold. You understand the bottom line. But on the other hand, you can't hurt people's feelings. Also, you can turn people off. And sometimes you overlook details. Now, that's D. That's the dominant personality. And that's categorized by the Mayan, okay, dominant, D, I, of the D-I-S-C personality profile. I is for influencing, okay. It says here 25% of people are expressive, which means that they are good talkers. They're outgoing. They like to entertain others. And they're very impulsive, very spontaneous. And that can be fun in some ways. But on the other hand, they can waste a lot of time. They won't be quiet. And also they lose sight of the task that they are at hand. So, again, D is for dominant, I is for influencing. And then you have the S. The S is for stable. And the so he says here 40% of people are amiable or stable. And it says here these people are steady. They are loyal. They are calm. They are understanding. But on the other hand, they are slow to act. They tend to have a low profile. And at times they can seem to be sort of unenthusiastic. You know, they're there, but they're not really there. Okay, so that's the stable person. And that's characterized by the golden retriever. And the last part is C. This is D-I-S-C. And the C is someone who is compliant. Okay, and so it's here 25% of people are analytical or compliant. Now, these people, they love details, okay? They like to get in the nooks and crannies of situations, but they are very logical. They're very factual, but also they can seem rigid at times. And these people, unfortunately, according to the profile, are sometimes resistant to change, and sometimes they can be too serious. So the DISC personality profile sort of breaks down like this. D is for dominant. It is characterized by people who are take charge kind of people, dominant people. I is for influencing people. These are people who are good spokespersons for causes. Okay, they are influencing. They can influence others. The amber profile for them is honor. Okay, so these are influencing people. S is for stable. These are the stable people. They are steady. They are loyal. They are calm. Their understanding. These are the people that you really want to have in your circle. And then C is for compliant. These people are analytical. These people, they love details, and they're very logical. And again, these are people who may sometimes seem too serious, but again, they are really there. So again, dominant, influencing, stable, and compliant. And Lisa, what I'd like to do is ask you, what do you think you fit into? What describes Lisa? Are you dominant? Are you influencing? Are you stable? Or are you compliant?
Well, I'm so glad to have...
all four, right? All the above.
I'm so glad to have had that breakdown. You know, I use a personality assessment called True Colors.
Yes. Oh, great. I love that.
Which does something, it does the same thing. It just uses these colors, orange, green, blue, or gold, to describe your personality traits and characteristics. Yes. And so with True Colors, I'm one of the colors. But what we do with True Colors, because I am a certified True Colors trainer, but what we do, we teach people that there is a color spectrum. So all of the colors you have all of the color traits, just which one is brightest. So I would probably, not that I've been trained by DISC, but I would suspect that we have a little bit of all of the traits, but okay, so, but I don't know for sure, because I know in some senses, like when I was working on my, when I went from being a high school dropout and getting a GED up to working on a PhD, I would consider that very stable.
Okay, okay.
Because you don't get through three levels of degrees and on to a fourth without some stability.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Mundane.
Like you said about, you know, sometimes you can be different things at different times, you know?
Sure. You know, again, when, you know, when my mother had passed away and I had six other siblings.
Wow, wow.
And five of them were, four of them were under me in age-wise.
Wow. Wow.
So I had to take a very dominant role, very stable type role, if you will. And then same thing happened when my brother passed. Then there was only one sibling older, and then the other siblings that were younger. Well, at that point, though, I even had to, like, because I did the eulogy, so and at this point, I had to, my mother had already passed away.
Wow,
so now
I'm
in the position of the leader, in a sense. So, but on a daily basis, I would submit that I am absolutely I, just based on hearing the different characters, because I like to freestyle, don't like a lot of regimen, but yet I did boot camp with flying colors and the military.
Yes, yes, yes.
2.5 years, which would suggest a very regimented type person that can follow rules and things like that. But traditionally, no, I don't care for a lot of rules and policies and procedures.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny because I think what happens, I think I tell students all the time, I said, once you learn the craft of writing, you can break the rules, but you can't break the rules unless you know the rules. I said, why
don't
you break the rules before they even know it, you know?
But you know,
this will be arbitrary, you know?
But I like when I saw that you were going to be talking about this, but this is, you have a person now. I can't say you asked the wrong person, which one are they? But only I also study and teach this. My answer is going to be a little different. But
yes,
for the average person, yes, they would probably just say, okay, you know, I'm this or that. But then, too, I give the test, I give the true colors a lot. And there are quite a few people that acknowledge right away that, okay, yeah, I'm a little bit of all of it. So, yeah, I guess for some people, they do switch roles, really. But some people, it's very, very clear. I felt that that did fit me the most. On the go, kind of, you know, certainly can't be quiet. We won't be.
Won't be quiet, yeah.
But
I think also it's nice to have other people look at you and say, you know, what do you think I am? Because I think a lot of times, I always say that, but sometimes perception is reality to some people. If you look prosperous, people give you that. They say, well, yeah, I didn't know. Terry's doing good. Lisa's doing good. It may not be that, but the perception is such, and sometimes I think that we rise to the perception.
Sure.
You know?
So what do you, I mean, which one would you have assigned?
Well, I think today I would say dominant, only because, you know, I see myself as a take-charge person. I see myself as a bold person. And I see myself as a person who really told the bottom line, because I know a lot of times with these programs, you know, I know you do programs, I do programs, and I find myself, it's humbling because, you know, you set things up and you try to get people to come out to programs and you try to get good speakers and whatnot. And sometimes it's just hard working with people, you know, because sometimes they don't see your vision. And sometimes it's almost like pulling teeth sometimes. But then when they get there, it's a different story, but I guess you have to go through that if you want to achieve some things. You got to be patient, and you got to be humble, realizing that, you know, I mean, people have their own agendas, and sometimes they want to do more, they want to do better, but sometimes they can't. So you really have to cover over so much with love, is the way I see it.
Yes, yes, yes. Very, very, very good. And so now what should... Now, this DISC profile, do you, yeah, that's good. People can fit into one of these see which one. Yeah, I can see some of the dominant characteristics in my definitely bold. I'll take that regardless of what I am, what color. Because, you know, because we look at, as a matter of fact, I pulled out the Myers-Briggs 16 types indicator. They give you a choice between 16 types, which is why some people can't remember what type right. they are. There's so many, but DISC is simple. You can be D, I, S, or C, but or you can remember what color I'm. Yeah. But I think it's I like the DISC. I wanted to look more into that because I know that a lot it's becoming, you know, quite popular. DISC, a lot of especially people in the sales industry.
Yeah,
I think they like to. I think certain industries too like to use certain ones. But that's cute, though. But dominant, influencer, and what was S for?
Yeah, the influencer is good because it talks about someone who is a good talker, someone who is outgoing, someone who entertains others, and someone who is impulsive as well.
Yeah, that's me for sure.
You know,
check. If you want to get your impulse, just call me.
But that's good because, you know, it shows that you are a person who has a problem with getting up and go. I think a lot of times people hold themselves back to the point where they know who they are, but they don't want to really express themselves because I think what happens is that they are so tied into the opinion of others.
Oh,
and
we
Wayne
have a
Dyer
question.
Says that, Wayne Dyer says, I am free from the opinion of others. I'm free from that. I'm away from that.
Because well, we have questions.
Your opinion can't define me.
I have to cut you here for a second. We got a couple of questions. I didn't see their hand.
Oh,
okay,
good. Caller
973-332, you're on the air.
Yes.
Caller, are you?
Yes. Hello, Coach Lalisa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. This is Co-Pastor Anita Spalding.
Awesome.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I didn't get you earlier. God bless. How often, what, you have a comment, question, or for Professor Terry Benjamin?
I'm just enjoying your show. And
bless you.
Great.
I was listening to it, and the gentleman was talking about, I really got on the tail end, but I said, whatever it is, I'm all of them.
I go past.
Great.
You're really a mentor to me, and I wanted you to know that. And I really, I listen to you, I follow you, and what I like about you, Lalisa, is that you really a stable individual, even though you're into a lot of things, and it's because you're mature. And I heard him talk about you're sexy at 60. Well, I ain't 60, I'm 56. And I said, I am just a junior senior citizen. When I get to 60,
I love it.
Well, he needs to connect with you and your husband because I saw your pictures on Facebook. I know you're doing your walking. And I said, look at you. You know
That's
what? Hey, but, you know, sexy at 60, sexy. You know he's going to do something called sexy at almost 60.
Almost 60.
yes. I love it. That's great.
To have more. These shows are great because you really impart to people, and this is stuff that I really like hearing because I like to take it and apply it to my own life. You know, I'm going to go back later on after work, and I'm going to listen to the archive because I didn't get your name, sir.
Terry Benjamin.
Oh, Benjamin, okay. Well, nice meeting you, but I'm telling you, I really like this type of talk. I am serious.
Well, you can tune in every Tuesday because he's on here every Tuesday with powerful talks, and we do. Oh, I just want to get this other call before they hang up. But listen, Co-Pastor Spalding, he's on Facebook. I'll send you he can go to your page or you can go to his page, or I can send you his link to on your page, and you can connect with him. Co-Pastor Spalding also has a very, very powerful TV show as well. But just to let you know, Pastor Cole Spalding, I've been knowing Terry for a little over 20 years, and he is an awesome man of God. He just got saved not that long ago. And but I've known him all this time, but he was always an awesome, awesome person, you know. But he came on the show public. I'm not sharing anything that he hasn't already shared. came on this publicly and announced that he is walking with Jesus. And I tell you, I've been blown away ever since. But he was a missions counselor at Union County College when I first went there 20-something years ago, and we've been friends ever since.
That's awesome.
Well,
okay.
You've got to get him on your show to talk about that or maybe something else, but you can get him right on Facebook.
Okay,
so
great. I'll be glad to
you have a,
make the connect.
Yep, have a great day.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. We so appreciate you and the other callers, so have a wonderful day. All right, thank you. Caller 973-445, are you still with us?
Of course I am. I wouldn't dare leave.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lalisa. Good morning, Professor Benjamin. How are you both this morning?
Good morning. Fine.
And yay!
Yes, it's done, yay!
You know Professor Benjamin? Do you know Professor Benjamin?
No, I don't, but I've been listening since you started this morning. I'm very in tune, and I know you have other callers, Lisa, but I just want to talk about the DISC, and I am both D and I. Very dominating. Very influencing, but, you know, sometimes you can take a person who is a good influencer and mistake them for having a big head. You know, some people say, well, how do you know so many people, or how are you able to get so many things done? And, you know, a lot of it comes with trust, integrity, and the building of relationships.
So if you have
those, and people look at you and they look up to you, and when you go to them and you have a great idea or you have something that you want to share, because of your relationships that you've built over time, it's easier for them to say yes instead of you just saying that I'm going to be swayed or I just believe in this person. There's a reason sometimes behind it, because, you know, they look up to you, and it is a lot to do with relationships being built and the way that they trust you and your integrity and the person that you are. And as far as being dominating, I think, you know, that comes with, you know, experience in life. You know, sometimes as a woman, sometimes you have to have that trait. If you don't have that trait, you know, you can get walked over a little bit. And we, you know, in this economy and day-to-day life, we don't want that to happen. So I think I'm you know, like Lisa said, she said, you know, you could be all of those. You know, she talked about the Myers-Briggs. I'm an ESTP. So she also talked about her true colors. Lalisa does the wonderful, wonderful training for us at Episcopal Community Development. And I just want to congratulate her on her show. And I want to thank God for her having you on. And I listened about your titles of your book. You know, you're right. You can't wait until you're 60 to live. You can't wait until you're 70 to live. You have to plan. You have to start enjoying life now. You know, when you talk about that, sometimes you wind up, people say, well, I can't wait till I retire. Why do you want to wait until you retire?
Oh, yes, please.
What's wrong with enjoying life now? You can be 30 and enjoy life. Be 40 and enjoy life. Do things that are outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
I think if a lot more of us would do things that are outside of our comfort zone, I think it would be so much easier. So when you do get 60 or you do get 65 or you do get 70, I mean, there's a lot to look forward to. So I thank you for coming on and talking about the different personality types and the things that people need to do to get prepared for it when they do retire.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Wow.
God bless you.
Wow.
Lalisa, you didn't think I would call in, did you?
Oh, my God. I was like,
wow. Thank you so much.
And, you know, I was on another page, so I didn't even see. I would have pulled you all in earlier. And we've gone over, but we still have 10 minutes left. But, you know, I definitely so appreciate you and the work that you're doing over there at the Episcopal Community Resource Center. You're doing a great work, and, you know, it's so awesome to work under you. You know, it's just been so empowering to my life, Terry. You got to meet this woman.
Love that.
So got a cup. She's over at on at 620 Clinton Avenue. She runs many programs. I definitely, absolutely have my heart into Lavender and Lace, but she has many programs that she runs out of this place. And so definitely you have to connect with her. And I would love for you all to meet. And, you know, and Donye, you know, I just assume that you know everybody.
You know, it's funny that you say that, Lalisa, because I on the 21st, my graduation is at Rutgers, and one of the topics of our presentation is the power to influence others, people and systems. So that's what I will be talking about. And you know, I heard Professor Benjamin speak about humility. And,
yes,
you know,
yes,
a lot of times we don't pat ourselves on the back, or we don't take, you know, when somebody says, well, you know, you're fantastic, you're awesome, you're great, and you're like, oh, no, it's just something that I do. And my colleagues at the, in my cohort, you know, they said, well, Danye, you know, we did a brief discussion over what our, you know, topic was going to be. And she said, wait a minute, what about how you got all those people with no money to pull off a collaboration expo? I said, no, it's not how I got the people there. It's how we got the people there.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
got the people there. You know, we did a collaboration expo with nonprofits in Essex County and Union County, and we had $0 for a budget. But when you have resources and you have a network of people who are willing to give back, and like I said, if they trust you, you know, and you have integrity and you have built relationships, people will step forward and give back.
Oh, yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. She says, but how could you get the mayor there, and how could you get the congressman there, and how could you get... It's
wow,
a matter
great.
Of just
great.
Telling them, this is what we're doing, and can you come and help? So you have to be humble. You know, your head can't get so big that you can just take a pin and, you know, bust it. But sometimes it's okay. It's okay to accept the kudos. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know what?
You're right. I agree.
Well, I tell you, you know, the way it works here on Blog Talk Radio, we have our initial 30 minutes, and then it does allow you to go over a few minutes as long as everybody that can listen, all the people listening have to be on the phone line, though. We lost connection with those that were in the chat room, but we thank God for them tuning in as well. But there are still a couple of people also on the phone line, so they can still hear us, but we have about 5 minutes left. And the way it works on here, they don't give me a warning. So I can see the minutes, but then it'll be gone. So.
Well, I'm gonna go, and you all have a wonderful day. And, Lalisa, try to get somebody else in on the phone. So I'm going to go, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Definitely.
It was a pleasure meeting you, Professor Benjamin.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, we definitely got to talk soon, Danye. Okay. So that.
Enjoy your day.
Yes, that was the Danye Huffman. And Huffman, she is doing a wonderful, wonderful, excellent work throughout. I can't even say the state throughout. This lady travels all over the world, China,
wow.
Japan. I think she just came back from, where is that place, Israel. She went to,
it was
Israel? I think so, places like that. But she talked about world renown. She travels all over. She's a phenomenal speaker, and I'm so glad that she called in to the show. She runs an awesome, awesome program. She's very motivating, I'm telling you, and empowering. She's had her own business since she was probably like 16 or so. And she's just doing really, really, really great, great and wonderful things. And I'm just so glad to be connected with people like her and people like co-pastor Anita Spaulding, people like Alisa George and others. As a matter of fact, on Thursday at 4 o'clock, I'm going to be interviewing another awesome woman's daughter who is doing great things. And already at a young age, and she's going to come on and talk about that at 4 o'clock. Now, the thing is, normally I do come on in the morning, but her schedule doesn't allow her to come on in the morning. She is a college student, so we have to bring her. at 4 p.m., but I want people to tune in and to hear from her. It's going to be awesome because she is truly knows who she is, and she knows where she's going at a young age, and she's really laying down some great foundation for herself, and her parents have taught her well. So 4 o'clock on Thursday. Also, tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll also be doing more for people. So if you know anybody who is a victim of sexual abuse, child sexual abuse, have them tune in. I'm on there empowering them, inspiring them, ministering to them all at the same time. So you don't have to know their name. I don't have to know their name. All you need to send them a text, send them the number, and let them call in and get delivered, set free, motivated, and empowered, because my theme is thriving beyond sexual abuse. Yeah. No longer is it okay to just, well, I made it out. It's not happening anymore. But you can't pick up your life and really do something great with it. And so, but today was certainly a powerful topic today, talking about your personality, strengths, and characteristics. Danya A says she already has been assessed. She's taken it. If you haven't taken that assessment, you know, I'm sure if Terry is not one, a person can go online and probably get the assessment or follow up with somebody who is. I don't know if you are an assessor. They can contact you right there on Facebook.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
it's all about knowing yourself, you know, so you know where you're going.
Well, you know, I do the True Colors assessment. So for anyone who you've never had one of those personality assessments, and you want one, you can just, you know, call me. That is a part of the life class that I'm doing over at PSUI Institute.
That's great.
Yeah, we weren't able to have the class yesterday, but we will definitely pick up next Monday. So that's one of the classes. That's one of the services that you'll get when you enroll in the life and Coach Lalisa's life class. You will get that personality assessment. So as always, Terry, I'm like, all I got to do is just follow you. I got my topics. And, you know, it's so funny. I had to speak to some seniors on Saturday.
Oh, please tell them.
I
tell them
can't
sexy
wait to do
whatever
sexy.
They're sexy.
They're going to love hearing from me, Terry. You know,
okay,
this is my first time in my 12 to 15 years of public speaking that I've ever been invited to speak to a seniors group.
Wow, that's awesome.
But I look at God's timing. But look how closely it comes on the heels. Now, you've been on here since like last October or something, November.
Yeah.
And with this topic, so I've had 6 or 7 months of training on Sexy at 60 and older. And so, look at that. That is amazing to me.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I know exactly what I'm going to talk about with these seniors.
Oh, that's great.
Being sexy at 60 and even greater at 70 and amazing.
Right.
I'm going to go back and listen to this show. I heard what you said about all those. About
hey,
all
go
those.
To it, please. Yeah.
Listen, I can't even fathom how God did that. You know, because if it wasn't for you, Terry, I wouldn't know what. I wouldn't have anything to say to these things.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, see that? That's how things work out. You never know. You've got to move on in your integrity. That's what I think she was, the caller was saying, move in your integrity and everything else will work itself out.
But it's almost like what they say is that when the teacher is ready, the students will come.
Yes.
I was being prepared all this time to talk about the life of being a senior and how wonderful and enthusiastic and exciting that is. And how about God says, okay, I'll prove that this is me and not you. I'll give you a little. I'll give you a little assignment.
Wow.
That's how he does. So yes,
that's right. Because I mean, this is something that's in the air right now. This is a feeling, and then really, we're talking about worldwide. I mean, people understanding that, you know, life is not over until it's over. So in the meantime, live your life to the fullest.
Well, live it. On that note, we're going to end the show right here. We have less than 30 seconds left. Thank you, Professor Terry Benjamin. We'll talk later. Please don't forget.
Yes, we will.
So, again, thank you to Donye for all those who stay connected to the show. You kept listening, and we'll see you. There's bigger things. If you think there's big things happening for us, guess what? There's bigger things that's going to happen for you. All you got to do is find out who you really are and use your talents and your gifts. Again, this has been Professor Terry Benjamin and Coach LaLisa every Tuesday right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment